Ben with one ankle as opposed to Ben with two good ankles?
I think he's still the same Ben. When I watch the tape, I mean, obviously when you look at the San Francisco game, he was hobbled. But I don't really see a whole lot of difference in the way that he is or the way that he was in this Cleveland game. I mean, he's still able to extend the plays in the pocket, still throws the ball extremely well. So, you know, again, we're playing another tremendous quarterback. We got a lot of respect for him. And whether he's got one leg, two legs, or however many, it doesn't matter. I mean, he's still going to be an outstanding quarterback and going to be a real challenge for us.
How much pressure is on your defense right now when the offense hasn't been scoring a lot of points?
You know, I think pressure is all what you create. I mean, our job, every time we go out there, we try to do as good a job as we can and try to limit the opponents from scoring as many points as we can eliminate them from scoring. So, you know, we don't really look at anything that's happened really on the other side of the ball. We got a job to do. Our job is whenever we're called upon, go stop the offense, get the ball back for our offense, and that's what we try to do.
Given a Vaughn stop, do you kind of have to rotate Mario in a little more just on running penalties because he can't tackle as well?
Yeah, I mean we've put Mario in there a few times because you know Vaughn's has had a little bit of struggle with that hand, and so we've put Mario in there in running situations a little bit more to play blocks, get off blocks. And Mario's done a nice job when he's been in there, and we got a lot of confidence in all our guys on this team. We're not afraid to play anybody.
How much of the problems that Vaughn's having are mental compared to physical right now?
Oh, I don't know. I think just like any rookie, you get a little bit of a combination of both, you know. And I think he's still an outstanding player. I think he's still exceptional at what he does. And we got to do a good job of putting him in positions where he can do the things that he does really well.
Can you find that, though, if they're hurt, they start mentally making mistakes because they're distracted by their injury?
Oh, I don't know if that's a factor in that or not. I mean, you know, I think Vaughn's obviously his production has suffered a little bit since the hand injury, but I don't think anything's affected his mentality.
Coach, do the Steelers wide receivers present any kind of special challenge?
Well, they're really, really fast. I think they got an exceptional group of wide receivers. I mean, they got guys that do certain things. You know, Hines Ward's a guy that is a great blocker, can run the underneath routes, and then they got the speed to get over the top. So they present a wide variety of challenges for us, and we got to be ready for all of them.
I know this is probably bad memories, but you are well aware of what an 8-8 team can do in the playoffs. If you
well, as a matter of fact, it was a seven and nine team, and it was really basically you know, the same situation. You know, we went on the road in New Orleans and had to go to Seattle, where everybody in the media was saying that they had no chance. And Tony Dungy said they shouldn't even show up. And that's not the way it works in the National Football League. You know, everybody's got a chance on any given Sunday, and we're thankful that we got an opportunity to play again. We're going to take it one game at a time and see what happens.
Have you reminded your guys of that at all, and you've been a part of it? And
yeah, I mean, I told the guys, and Coach Fox even brought it up. I mean, you know, I was in that same exact situation, except I was on the other end. You know, we were the big bad Saints, supposed to go in there and win the game, and it was going to be easy for us. And there's never an easy game in the National Football League. I don't care what the score says. It's always hard. And so, you know, our guys are prepared to play a really good Pittsburgh Steelers team.
Obviously, it's been a factor. You guys haven't had any big leads where you can just kind of pin your ears back and put on pressure. But obviously, there's been no takeaways the last few weeks. I mean, do you feel any pressure to kind of dial some things up to try to create some of that?
Well, I don't know if it's dialing different things up to create some of that. I think we obviously got to take the ball away. I think when you look at any stat in football, the most critical stat is obviously points scored versus points allowed. And then right behind that is the ability to take the ball away. So, you know, that's what we got to find a way to do. We got to do our part on defense, take the ball away, set our offense up with short fields, and give them an opportunity to score on short fields.
Do you look at it as a matter of execution or confusing them? What do you think is going to kind of break this cycle of not getting it?
Well, I think it's a combination of a lot of things. I mean, I think it's putting our guys in the right defense, putting them in situations where they can make plays, putting our playmakers in the right positions, and then our playmakers got to step up and make plays when they get those opportunities. There's been a few times the ball's been tipped around in the air and it's been up there for anybody to grab and we hadn't been able to get it. So we got to find ways to get the ball when those opportunities arise.
Have those young safeties, did they play better last week?
Yeah, I tell you, you know, I think one of the things that always helps you in the secondary is having a veteran guy back there that can kind of help in the communication. And, you know, we brought David Bruton and played him last week, and that's kind of what he brought to the table as far as, you know, he understood exactly what we were trying to get done and everything, and he does a great job of communicating, make sure everybody's on the same page, and that's what you got to make sure you're doing, especially from a secondary standpoint, make sure everybody's on the same page, and Bruton did a great job of that last week.
What is the team without Brian Dawkins?
Well, I think he's our emotional leader. He's our emotional leader. He keeps us fired up. He's also a veteran player that does a good job of communicating back there in the back end, and so that's why we felt it was necessary to get Bruton in there to kind of fill that void. I don't know that anybody ever fills the void of his leadership and his ability to get us excited about playing. But obviously Brian's been an outstanding player for a long time, and anytime you lose that type of player, it hurts.
Has he been a virtual coach out here for the past month?
Yeah, he really has. The only difference is he hadn't been up there at 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock at night when we've been up there. That's been the biggest difference between him and me over the last couple of weeks.
Is it tougher for you to play the nickel now? You put Joe Mays in a little bit last week.
Yeah, no, we just made it. We made a switch there with Joe Mays. You know, we played a lot of nickel defense, and we felt like we needed to get Joe some more plays. He didn't have enough plays, so we kind of played him in there in the nickel position.
Has it been a little tougher without Brian in that package?
I mean, I don't think any more so in that package than it's been in any other package. I mean, his ability to communicate and help us make sure we're all on the same page, that's critical. But that's critical whether you're in our base package or whether you're in a sub-defense.
Best couple for Coach?
Dennis, putting the injury aside for a moment, is it does it change your pass rush at all, the fact that Roethlisberger does have a ability to make plays outside the pocket? Do you do more containing and less rushing, or do you still go after him the same aggressiveness?
No, I think you got to go after him with the same aggressiveness. I mean, we're going to have a plan for him, for Ben Roethlisberger, whether he's got a hurt ankle or not a hurt ankle. I mean, obviously we'll see how he's moving around, but I would venture to say a guy like him that's played in this many big games, he's going to find a way to be ready to roll, and I don't think the injury will play any factor at all in how the game plays out.